The number of children who came to the United States from Central America has significantly increased this year. Among them were two siblings who left El Salvador and found their way to Long Island. WNYC's Morella Ivorak spent time with them and has this story.
He's one of those defenders who's sharp in the tackle.
18-year-old Emilio loves to play soccer on his Nintendo. His fingers move deftly, but scoring goals is proving to be a bit difficult today. Emilio has lived on Long Island in Brentwood for less than a year. Settling in a new home in the U.S. has not brought an end to his fears of gang intimidation.
I don't feel safe, because wherever you are, there are always gangs. Always.
Emilio's problems began a year ago in his hometown, San Salvador, the capital of El Salvador. He says members of La Mara Salvatrucha, one of the most violent gangs in the world, approached him.
They told me once to join them. I didn't want to. This was apparently the first attempt.
Emilio says they came back only a few days later to see if he had made a decision. He again refused. And this time, there were consequences.
After the beating they gave me, my rib was broken. I was all bruised. They left my eye really ugly.
Emilio says gang members told him they would kill him if he didn't join them. WNYC couldn't independently confirm this, but experts and other teenagers from Central America say recruitment and attacks by gangs are common. Word of events in San Salvador traveled and reached Emilio's mother, Ingrid, who has been living on Long Island since 2005.
Imagine how you would feel if you were told your son was going to be killed. You feel like you're in an impossible situation. So I told them it was better if I bring him here.
Ingrid asked us not to use the family's last name because she's here illegally. She had left her children with her mother and sister when she came to the U.S. for work. Now she started seeking out smugglers who could bring Emilio and her teenage daughter, Stephanie, who was also approached by gang members.
They would always wait for me to get out of school. I told my aunt that someone was chasing after us, always when we got out of school.
Stephanie says the gang didn't ask her to join them, but different gang members told her they wanted her to become their girlfriend and said things she only describes as ugly.
I didn't want to have a boyfriend because I didn't know anything about that.
Emilio and Stephanie walked to the U.S. from Guatemala through Mexico with a group of people led by smugglers. They reached the border in February. In Texas, they were immediately arrested and turned over to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, as minors usually are. In fiscal year 2012, the number of children from Central America who ended up with this agency went up from 5,000 to 12,000.
In the past, the children described sort of circumstances where, you know, they were being asked to pay taxes in order to have the gangs leave them alone.
Jessica Jones is a fellow at the Women's Refugee Commission. Jones interviewed 150 children who had entered the U.S. unaccompanied, the vast majority from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. She says they said their primary reason for leaving was that violence intensified.
Now what they're really describing is sort of situations where they're being told if they don't join, they will die.
These Central American countries have been plagued with crime and poverty problems for years. But Hector Lindo Fuentes, a professor of history at Fordham University, says he's not surprised that more children might be coming due to worsening conditions.
One of the things that helped to change the dimensions of the issue is the war against drugs in Mexico that kind of deviated some of the drug traffic through Central America. So the pre-existing problem with gangs was also combined with the problems of organized crime.
Emilio and Stephanie, like other minors released to parents or legal guardians after crossing the border, have been placed in removal proceedings. A lawyer has taken on their case to fight their deportation. Meanwhile, Emilio says that getting to know his new classmates has helped him relax.
Okay, you can get to know people who don't think of joining gangs or harassing you and things like that.
That, he says, helps him feel a bit safer. For WNYC, I'm Morella Ivorak.